paper and print and television and so forth about assumptions that play language education. And I finally get a chance to get up on my soapbox and that you lock the doors. You're all in here and you're going to have to hear my opinion about what I think is the truth about early language education.
いろいろなメディアなどで専門家の方々がこういう早期に英語を教えることについて非常に間違った考えをお話しされているのを聞いて、私は非常にフラストレーションをずっと感じていたので、今日このいい機会にぜひ皆様の前で声を大にして本当のことというのをお話しさせていただきたいと思います。
Education is an area that's very wide and great in research, and so I'd like to focus my discussion today, because we have such a short amount of time, on the area of learning a foreign language in a school-based setting at the elementary school level.
この早期に英語、外国語を教えるということには非常にいろいろな複雑な要素がありますので、今回私は少しその中で注目したいのは学校の場で教える学習、そしてそれが小学校のレベルで教える、このことについてフォーカスしていきたいと思います。
So I want to make it clear that I'm talking about what we sometimes refer to as majority language student learners. In English we often call these learners EFL, because there are students that are living in their home country, Japan, for example, Japanese students living in Japan, learning a foreign language. This is the group, and this is the research that I'll be talking about today.
そしてまた、その対象というのが EFL の子供たち。これは自分の母国語を話す国にいて、つまり日本で言えば日本の子供、その子どもたちが外国語を学ぶ、このことについてのいろいろな調査結果をお話ししていきたいと思います。
This is very different from students who are in an ESL situation. Students, for example, Japanese students going to live abroad, learning to speak English, say in Australia or the US or the UK. These students we would typically call ESL students.And this group of students, this group is very different from the first group.